with Fudge and Rach. Fudge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Port Macquarie.
Let's go!
Morning, Rachel. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is. It's R&B Friday.
It's the only kind of Friday.
And it also means the start of the War Hope show today.
Oh.
Which I'm pretty keen about.
It's very exciting.
We went out there yesterday because, of course, we're going to be there on Saturday from 10 a.m.
This is true.
Do you know what caught my eye the most?
That big
come on,
ride,
you
that,
know me well. You know we...
Oh, there was... Well... There's lots of good things there. I don't know. Well, there was lots of rides, but I'm going to say it's food related.
Oh, bodger.
Only because where we're situated, there's going to be...
there's heaps of food.
Yeah.
All I was looking at was like, oh my God, I can get hot chips. Oh, I can get fairy floss. I can get Dagwood dogs.
All so close to us.
I know.
I don't know that we're going to do any work there at all.
Never.
But we don't have Dean McCarthy today because he's flying to Australia from LA. But that's okay.
I'm so excited.
Are you going to get to see him?
Hopefully. I might try and see him at some point.
But we're going to get Lee Jolo in after his news after half past to do some fake news.
Fake news.
That's right. And we're going to talk about the War Hope show in a little bit more detail a little bit later on.
And next, millennials, I think that means me. I think I'm on the cusp of Gen Y and millennials. Mm. Anyway. Millennials reckon they're better at adulting.
Okay.
And I think...
Is that right?
Bull crap.
That's probably true. I mean, we'll go into it in detail in a sec anyway, but I'd like to... Do I count as a millennial?
Nah.
Oh, I'm nowhere near it.
Sorry, bub. Sorry, mate.
Near it. Bodge and Rach, it's hit. It's R&B Fridays. Good morning.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach. On hit.
All right, well, Lee, what we've done is, as always, we've called you in here to destroy a little bit of credibility, which we try and do
that's
often.
That's the main reason for this game, let's be honest.
Out of this.
Nah.
So Rachel has to try and pick which of these three stories, one of them's fake. The other two sound like they should be fake, okay? Mm. So you're going to sit in my chair, the hot seat, and you are going to tell us some fake news. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolo.
Alrighty. Three stories, Lee. I'm ready for it.
You ready?
Give them to me.
Go. A New Zealand man admitted in court that he tricked a woman into having sex with him by telling her he had been poisoned and would die within 48 hours unless she did so. The man, who was not identified, showed up at the woman's home red-faced and bent over and told her he'd been beaten up and forced to drink a vial of poison. He said there was no antidote available and the only cure was to sweat out the toxins within 48 hours. She said, no!
Right.
There are a lot of
That journalism in that story. Wow. It's written so well.
It's been rewritten for radio.
It has. Next one.
A new study has revealed that many of us are physically and mentally unable to stay on the left-hand side of the road unless overtaking, in particular on Ocean Drive, Port Macquarie. An independent study has been undertaken by a prominent member of the media. The study concluded that 99.99% of motorists needed to stick to the left and not keep getting in his way when he wants to overtake.
Oh, wow. That one's also beautiful journalism from Bodge. Next one.
A woman in Spain died after undergoing a supposedly routine bee acupuncture treatment and then suffering an allergic reaction that put her in a coma. The woman had no history of other illness, such as asthma or heart disease, nor a history of being allergic to insect bites or bee stings before, according to her case study. In fact, she was pretty good at copying it from these bees, except obviously for the last time when she suddenly had an adverse reaction to a sting and died from bees.
Oh, jeez.
Savage.
Can I just say...
Oh, thank you, Lee Jolo.
The world is a weird and wonderful place. Yeah. If two of those stories are actually legit...
Now, I know immediately which one you think I wrote. And it's almost like I've been sitting on one story for a little while just waiting to see. waiting to see. Now, Rachel, you have...
Well, considering... I've got the choice.
You've got the choice, as always, to determine which of these is fake news.
I'm at 100% too, so I feel like the pressure's getting worse and worse now.
Go on, mate. You got this.
I've got to say, just because I know you've rewritten everything,
yeah.
But you've whinged about this...
But have I done it on purpose?
For the last 2 months.
Do you remember, before you answer, How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Do you remember how, I think it was Marshall. Well,
like you're not talking about how you actually met my mother.
Exactly.
You're talking about the show.
So Barney.
Yes.
All right, wasn't that funny.
Yeah, I thought it was. Barney, he's laughing.
Barney tricked Marshall into going into teppanyaki and he baited him into a competition to see whether he could do it.
Yeah.
And if he failed, he had to wear the ducky tie.
Yep. And he wore the ducky tie.
But how do you know I haven't baited you?
Well.
This is the question.
I don't.
That's right. All right. Your choice is now. You've got to make the choice. Come on, Rachel.
I feel like the B one could be real. And as much as I don't want the New Zealand man with the poisoning to be real as well. I hope that's not real.
It's terrible, isn't it?
But I've got to go with, because it says 99.9% of people can't stay left on Ocean
it's
Drive.
It's true, though. It is true.
According to you. So that's the one that I think is fake.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, thank you, Lee. Thanks for coming in, mate.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Rachel.
Why does that happen every time we go to talk on air? I cough.
Do you know what? I think it's the excitement because you're watching Commonwealth Games. You're the guru when it comes to sport.
Look,
I've got to, you know, if it's not AFL or NRL, I've got to come to you for information.
Love myself some X Games. Love myself some Winter Olympic Games, which were only recently, the Winter Paralympic Games as well. Now we're on to the Commonwealth Games. And this is where I love it.
There's
the
so many
most.
Games.
Purely because the Commonwealth Games includes a lot more sports than the Olympic Games does.
Yes.
Includes my sport.
Which is, can I guess what it is?
Go for it.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, I already know it's squash.
Squish.
I was going to make a funny joke, but I didn't
finally,
have one.
Finally. Commonwealth Games are back, which means the Australian squash team is in force. So first update for the Commonwealth Games, it is going to be about squash. All the Australians won. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Like literally all the Australians won. So now they're all through to the last of 32. And then I think there's a medal presentation for the singles, which will be, I think it's on Monday or something, is the gold medal matches. And then they go into the doubles for squash. But all the Aussies won so far. There's also a relatively local girl in there as well by the name of Tamika Saxby. She's from Coffs. And she's part of the Australian team as well.
Now, I heard that we won a medal before it even started, more or less. Or like you couldn't get lower than bronze.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I need to read that article.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Basically, someone relatively local, I believe, in the Commonwealth Games, because of scheduling or maybe there wasn't enough people in the comp,
they
I'm
couldn't
not
get
too
lower
sure.
than bronze.
They couldn't get lower than bronze. But they could still get gold.
Well, there you go. I'll have a look at that.
Yeah, look into that one for me because I don't watch it. I've been moving house.
All right, so day one of the Commonwealth Games, we're moving on to the rest of it.
Right.
Australia already have 15 medals. We are sitting second on the medal tally. Now, we have the most medals out of any country, but it's just the fact that England have 6 gold. We've only got the 5 gold, and they go with how many gold you've got to sit on the medal tally.
Yep.
So, gold medals for Australia. Yep. In cycling, men's 4,000 team pursuit, gold. Women's 4,000 team pursuit, gold. Women's team sprint, gold. Mac Horton took out the men's 400-metre freestyle. That's a gold. And the women's 4x100-metre freestyle relay is the gold in the swimming as well. On to the silver. Men's 400-metre freestyle in the swimming, Jack McLaughlin, silver. Liam Schulter, men's S14, 200-metre freestyle, silver. Ariane Titmus for women's 200-metre freestyle, silver. Jacob Birthwistle, I actually don't know how to pronounce his last
name. That's quite well. You've done that well.
Thank you. That was in the triathlon. We've got a silver there as well. On to the bronze really quickly. Cycling track, the men's B and VI 1,000-metre TT. Men's team sprint, also bronze and bronze. In the swimming, Matt Wilson, 200-metre breaststroke. Daniel Fox, S14, 200-metre freestyle. Emma McKeon got 200-metre freestyle bronze. And Blair Evans, 400-metre individual medley for a bronze as well.
Rachel didn't even look at the screen for that.
Now.
That sounds like a lot of information to take in, but she recited that just by literally staring at me. It was incredible.
Do you know what else is really cool? On the first day of the Commonwealth Games, just by the way, the Aussies are killing it, obviously. The first day of the Commonwealth Games, we have already broken records as well. So in the cycling, a world record has been broken by the Australians men 400-metre cycling team pursuit. World record smashed. There's also a games record, the Australian women's 400-metre team pursuit, also in the cycling. In the swimming, a games record was broken by Madeline Groves in the 100-metre butterfly, and the world record was smashed by the women's 4x100-metre freestyle relay. Boom.
Well, you read those ones, but the first ones you did all off you. You are an encyclopedia of what's going on. I do have to tell you now, I have had in my ear, I've been told.
Oh, have you? Okay, by our multiple producers that are sitting
all
outside.
Of our producers, because we're top notch here.
So Mitch.
Yeah, exactly. So work experience Mitch. Nah, I have heard Taylor Robertson is guaranteed a boxing medal before the game starts.
Right, okay.
Well, this is not without precedence either. So this has happened before.
Right.
She's Australia's youngest ever women's boxer. She's also the first athlete to be guaranteed a medal at the Games in her home state.
Is it now, because of the scheduling?
Not really. I'll read this out. The Sunshine Coast fighter is one of seven competitors entered in the 51-kilo women's category and was handed a first-round bye in a random draw.
Okay,
so that means that she faces her first opponent in the semi-final on Friday, the winner of the bout between England and India, and will be handed a medal even if she loses. But she's not. But she's not satisfied with bronze. She still wants to win. She's hungry. All right, so if it was me, I'd go, do you know what? I don't have to do anything. I'd just get punched a couple of times, lay down and go, yeah, I got
bronze medal.
But she's like, nah, I'm hungry. I want gold. So hard work, luck of the draw. She's going to go, I reckon she'll go all the way.
More gold for Aussies, you reckon?
Well, that's what we want.
Keep updated over the weekend. I'll be back. We'll be back on Monday with more Commonwealth Games update.
That's right.
Going to be a bit longer too, because obviously, like the weekend, it's
there'll be
two
loads
days
on.
And yeah,
that's right. Bodge and Rach on Hits R&B Fridays.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Apparently, the chore that has the most potential to ruin your relationship.
Nothing? No.
You're not going to pick one chore?
I don't know.
What chores do you do at home?
Well, the big one I do is the dishes.
Oh, well, that's the one, mate.
Oh, right. Oh, so I should stop doing the dishes.
It's apparently got the most potential to ruin your relationship. Oh. They're saying it's time to divvy up the chores. If you're in a relationship and you're not dividing the chores, firstly, get onto it. Apparently, women in heterosexual relationships who find themselves washing the majority of dirty dishes reported significantly more relationship discord, lower relationship satisfaction, and less session satisfaction than women who split the dishes with their partners.
Okay, so basically doing the dishes is, it's a bit tough, is it? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what
it is. I enjoy doing the dishes. It's kind of therapeutic, especially if someone else is cooking. I look at it the same way as I think living with housemates is a good idea. If you're not cooking, wash up. If you are cooking, I don't know, rinse stuff off. I like to wash while I cook.
If you want to go that way, let's put it this way. So I live with a male housemate, and Christian and I, his name's Christian, if I cook, I clean up my own mess.
Right.
If he cooks, he cleans up his own mess.
Yes.
It is that simple.
Okay.
Even if we cook for each other, we clean up our own mess.
The good thing is, is that Jammo at home, right, where I am currently.
Your housemate.
So Ashley here at the station, her partner Jammo, he's so under the thumb that he just does the dishes. I'm saying this because he's listening right now.
Don't be
he's
mean.
He's trying to smack talk me at the minute.
That's not good either.
That's okay.
You're supposed to split them.
Yeah, no, he's very good. He brings me a pear every now and then.
Are you ready for a pear fruit? Smart, Alec. Yeah. Are you ready for this, though? So they can do all the studies that they want at the Council of Contemporary Families. I've got the solution. It is this simple. It's called a dishwasher.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Bodge, Rach and Mitch. Come here, Mitch.
Come on, Mitch.
Come on, mate. Stand closer. Okay.
Can I just ask, do we have your mum's permission to put you on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Sweet. Get on the microphone.
You are technically a minor. You are a guest here.
Is this Sorry, what's that? I can't hear you when
talk into the microphone.
Talk
into that one. Mitch, come on, mate. Join us. You're here.
Look, now he's getting all shy.
Have a go.
He's not behind his keyboard anymore.
What's the difference between this and this one? Well,
that microphone's a little bit dodgy.
Don't ask those kind of questions, Mitch.
You're the one asking the questions.
All right. That's
right. This is what gets you in trouble. Just remember, please don't swear or we'll have to throw you out.
Reintroducing work experience, Mitch. He's been here this week from St. Columba in Port Macquarie.
That's right. It's his last day here with us, unfortunately.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, good. You can go back to your school and stop annoying us.
Well, what was your teacher's name? Ella? Is that it? Yeah. That come in? Yeah,
she's lovely.
She said I was sophisticated.
No, this is where you're getting it wrong again. She said you sounded sophisticated.
Well,
you've taken it and you've run with it going, I'm sophisticated. Well, and then I found out that she goes, oh, no, I said he sounded sophisticated.
Yeah, but she was corroborated when she met me. Ella, you're welcome back anytime.
Now, something happened yesterday. Shush you.
All right.
Something happened yesterday. There was an article that we found online.
Yes.
Overseas, it was about a UK rail company, and they decided to put a 15-year-old on their Twitter because basically they're the most hated rail company in the UK. They've got nothing to lose. They're like, oh, let's chuck a 15-year-old on our Twitter. It went viral because people were asking him all these questions. We then thought...
It'd be funny.
Mitch is in here this week. Why don't we do it with him as well? Mitch took control of our Facebook. It was only supposed to be for an hour yesterday. We ended up letting you have it for like 4 hours. I think you were glued to the phone.
It was going so well that we didn't want to stop a good thing.
We didn't. And Mitch, congratulations because you've done well, and you also managed to get us international press.
Well, it's a sort of a media outlet online. So they got involved in a news outlet online which focuses
on radio. It's called Radio Today, and they managed to do an article about you, Mitch.
I think there was about 200 comments on that
on status.
Just people asking dumb questions.
My mum asked about three, and then Mitch goes, Mary, you're getting a bit greedy. Calm down.
Now, one thing that stood out to me, okay, one question he was asked was, who's better to work with out of Bodge and Rach? And he said, I preferred Nick and Jack.
Bodge thought
our predecessors. I thought that was the
Bodge
best.
Bodge thought that was corroborated. He didn't believe that you came up with that by yourself.
Only because, was it all you?
100% all
100%. Yeah. Look at this guy. Do you know what? That is one of the best burns I've ever received. Very well played.
It was very well done, Mitch.
Very well. Do you know what? It's your last day, mate. We haven't seen too much of you because... Well, I was ill, and I think we had Easter Monday as well. But for the time you have been here, you've been doing very well. And to make Radio Today in our industry, if you can make that publication on the first time you do something on social media, it's pretty damn good.
We've also revealed the official identity of Mitch, if you want to go to our Hit Mid North Coast Facebook page.
Yep.
Hashtag Banterman. But, Mitch, do you know what? It is your last day here. Is there anything that you want to say to your fans? Putting you on the spot.
Come on. Don't be shy.
Thank you for always believing in me.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Yeah. I'm gonna make it one day. Hopefully I'm going to be in the big leagues.
Not if we've got anything to do with it, Mitch.
Yeah, not after that. Not after what you did yesterday, mate.
No, we're joking.
So you gotta make a few mistakes first.
Yeah.
You can't be all successful.
Yeah. Any thank yous to us?
Yeah, Bodge and Rach. Oh, thanks for helping me in my career.
Awesome, I guess.
Oh, now he's getting
That's the correct one. Yeah, that's what we wanted to hear. Cheers, mate.
Thanks for coming in this week, buddy. We're gonna miss you.
It's all right.
Now, before you go, I just want you to do the sign off from this break. So normally we finish it with a time call and we say Bodge and Rage on Hit. I just want you to say the time and Bodge and Rage on Hit. Go on, mate.
It's 7:48. This is Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Nailed it.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Rach, $570. Is that what we're up against today?
Yeah, that's what I figured out.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Are we just going to guess that?
Yeah, we're going to go that's with fine. That anyway. Okay. $570. George in Kempsey, what would you do with $570?
I'm not sure. Probably go shopping, maybe.
Yes, finally. Someone that doesn't answer bills.
Yeah.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'd go on a shopping spree, I think.
Would you buy a dog with $570?
Oh, a dog? No, oh, I don't know. I can't look after myself, so I probably wouldn't be able to look after
myself. Yeah, George and knows. George knows what's
truthful
going on.
As well. He's truthful as well. All right, George, the aim of the game is there is 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to give me 5 answers inside that 10 seconds. Do you think you're ready for it?
Oh, yeah, I'll give it a crack. See how it goes.
All right, timer starts at the end of the question. George, I need you to name me 5 types of Australian Kellogg's cereal. Go.
Nutri-Grain, Weet-Bix, Special K, Cocoa Pop, and Rice Bubbles.
Keep going, keep going.
George!
Nutri-Grain.
You already said Nutri-Grain and Weet-Bix was Sanitarium. You literally got 4 out of 5, George.
Is there people in the background?
Excuse me, George. Is it just you playing or do you have a team of Google behind you?
No, I'm at work.
No, mate, you've got Google behind you. I can hear that. You guys almost got it. That's the closest anyone has ever come.
Oh, unlucky.
You just missed out.
I reckon, George, it sounds like you're copping a bit of stick there, mate.
George, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, it's always been in the I'm at work.
I'm not exactly trusting all the people behind you with what they're saying right now. What, so.
Whereabouts do you work, mate?
I work in Kempsey in Resicom. All right,
well, this is a shout-out to the people behind you. Oi, why don't you lot get on and see if you can do better than George because he nearly slayed it.
George, you were the closest that anyone's ever come, so far you're a winner in my book, mate.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
you're nearly a winner in my book,
yeah,
mate.
Bodge is a bit harder. Thanks so much, George. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too, guys.
See you later, mate.
Oh, there we go. $580 for Monday.
Woo! And hopefully one of those boys can try and call up that were behind him giving George some stick.
This is true.
It's not on, mate. Don't give him stick. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Now, coming up very shortly, something that caught our attention in your friend Laura's article
she
wrote about a tiger that had appeared out of nowhere.
Somewhere in Port Macquarie.
We're going to chat about that very shortly. It's coming up. Bodge and Rach on a hit. It's R&B Fridays.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Rachel, I am going to be at a wedding on the 19th of May, and so are you.
We both are. Yeah, we both have a wedding.
Different weddings.
Yeah. But I'm not the best man at this one, which I'm really annoyed about. But that's also because I'm friends with the groom, not the bride.
That's okay. Well, I've never been in a bridal party before, so this is new territory.
This is first for you.
You would understand this. Being in the industry that we are, you quite often get offered jobs. And people, you know, they think about it and they go, oh, you know, I've had this. Oh, Bodge would be really good at this. He could MC the wedding. And they think it's kind of a good thing.
I recently got asked to MC one of my close friends' wedding. And I said yes, but only because it's very, very small. And her brother's a massive clown. And I can kind of use him to muck around a little bit.
Do you remember my advice?
Yeah, you told me not to. But I went against it because I love her so much. And I'm going to do it for her anyway.
That's great. Well, come back to me when you've done 5 weddings. Weddings are interesting because if you're MCing it, and all of a sudden, you are in control of the music when the food comes out. You've also got to submit yourself to the bridezillas. And normally, it's the brides and the families of the couple that are the hardest to get along with and to get everything done with. So it's very, very hard, even if they are good friends. I'll tell you that right now. But what's happened is I am the best man for a change. Never been in a bridal party. First time doing it. My best friend, AJ, back home, he is getting married to my other best friend, Lucy. They're my bestest friends.
I would go as far to say that being the best man, you've got a lot more pressure on you than the MC because you've got to organise the bucks now.
Well, this is the thing.
And it's got to be a good one.
There's 3 issues with it, and it's nearly a month away, maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meant to be shredding for the wedding.
How's that going for you?
Well, it's to fit into the suit because I got, you know, measured up over Christmas time. I put on about 5 kilos.
But that's the thing. I don't think that you need to lose weight until you told me that you've put on 5 kilos since you got measured for the suit.
Yeah, so I need to do that quick smart. Don't know how I'm going to do that. I'm going to find a way to do it without actually doing too much activity because that would suit me. But I don't think that's going to work. Number 2, I haven't yet organised the Buck Show. But I did send off a letter to Mark Hamill and to Ian McKellen, who I know are his favourite actors, and I said, oi, can you come along to a Buck Show? Nothing
not
yet.
Not going to happen.
Haven't had any replies.
One of them's in the US, the other one's in the UK, so probably not going to happen.
And one of them's very old. And the other one's still old.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, now this is a running joke here at the station. I have to get our boss, Crowy, to check my flight details before I click on commit.
Huh? What?
Okay, so when you're booking your flights online, if you do that.
Which a lot of people do these days.
Correct.
The easiest way to do it.
I have the worst history of getting flight dates mixed up when I'm booking.
Okay, what do you mean? What's happened in the past? Explain.
Okay, so I used to share an office with Mark Strawn from Triple M.
Yep.
And he used to be the one that would go, right, okay, I've checked your dates, Bodge, you're fine. And
so
it's got to be more common than you think. Because
so you normally book the wrong date. Is that what we're saying?
Normally, yeah. So my return, the last time I did this, I booked the return date a month later than I was meant to.
Oh,
I just, but you know what? The first time this happened, because it's happened a few times, the online thing mucked me about because it said, right, here's your dates and stuff. And they said, oh, here's a cheaper flight. Go for this option. I'm like, all right, click on that. I'm like, cool. It's even cheaper again. That's way cheaper. But
it's on a different date.
Yeah, but it didn't tell me that until I clicked on it and I didn't read it because I thought it was done.
No, you need to read
Look, that's what I do now.
Okay. This is a wedding.
Yes, mate.
This is a wedding. This is very important for you because you're the best man. One would hope that you know the date properly.
I'm flying out a week and a bit beforehand to get away from this issue, just in case. Also, the Bucks show is on the week before. I've done nothing in regards to looking for ideas for Bucks show. So Lucy's helping me with that. Lucy's the bride. She's got her brother Nick to help me as well because they're, you know, in Adelaide and I'm trying to do it from here. And I've got to work with you. It's already hard enough, you know what I'm saying? Don't look at me like that. You look like you want to kill me. But basically, the hard thing is that I've got to come up with a speech as well. How do you come up with
it?
Bucks show, a best man speech, that's like opposite ends of the spectrum. One's got to be really respectable. The other one's got to be really sort of boyish.
Do you want some help this morning?
I need some help. I feel like I need some help.
13, 12, 16. What do you think you need help more?
Don't put it out to them.
What do you think you need help more with? The Bucks party or the speech? No, because the speech needs to be personal, so that needs to come from you.
Like it'd
Bucks
be the Bucks
parties, on the other hand.
It would be the Bucks show.
Multiple people in the Mid-North Coast would have organised a Bucks party.
I'm sure of it. Can I put one little thing in
preface
there? Yeah. No naughty stuff, okay? No, I know that it's very common
it's a
for
Bucks party.
No, none of that. He doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't
want to do it. I don't want to do
it.
Okay. It's got to be
tasteful.
Respectable. Of course, yeah. This is someone that he wants to. I've never understood that, to be honest, strippers and things like that at Bucks shows because he's literally about to spend the rest of his life with a woman that he loves.
The whole point behind it is because it's supposed to be his last night of being single or being tied down. That's what the whole point of it is. Okay, so you want a respectable kind of Bucks night.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's the same as well. So I'm looking at a few different options, but it's very, very difficult. The hardest thing I've already completed, I got the flights done, I got them all. I know it's the simplest thing, but I checked all the dates. So 13, 12, 16, go on, give us your advice. I may take it, I may not. Bodge and Rage, it's R&B Fridays.
Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rage on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Just before, I was mentioning how I booked flights to Adelaide to see family for a wedding and I'm the best man and, I've not planned anything.
You need to plan the Bucks party, as the best man.
Yeah.
But you were saying that you wanted a bit more of a tasteful one. You wanted a bit more respectful. You don't want the strippers or anything.
No, none
like
of that.
That.
And neither does he and neither does she.
Yeah, that's not what the bride and groom want, so that's fair enough.
We're older.
But you've got to go around it. But you are stuck for ideas at the moment. We put it out there on 13, 12, 16 and Bender in Port Macquarie has given us a call.
Bender.
Morning, Bender.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, guys. Hey, R&B Friday.
Yeah, R&B Friday. Hey, before we get into it really quickly, Bender, is that actually your name?
That's my last name, so yeah, it's your name.
Get
all
around
right.
it.
That's all right, then. Bender, you have a suggestion for Bodgy for what he should do for the Bucks night?
For start of all, I think strippers and all that naughty stuff shouldn't be allowed because it's no respect for your partner, so stay single if you want to do the naughties.
Yeah, that's fair enough too, mate. Oh, I agree.
I just say, apart from you, Bodge, your mate, and Bender, I've never heard a guy say that, and it is very refreshing. I love it. Continue.
Thank you. Bodge, mate, because you're doing it from Port Macquarie, do it nice and easy. Footy, beers, boys and pizza, buddy.
Pretty bit. Do you know there is a game on that night?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's set for you. He's just done it for you.
Is. Do you know what? Maybe simplicity is the way to go.
Yep. A nice night with you, the groom's party, footy, beers.
I could do that. Yeah. Pizza. That's quite simple. And what's he going to do? I mean, it's his team playing.
Oh, but
if they win, oh, double or nothing.
Chuck it on black.
There you go.
Hey.
Ben has just solved it for you.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Chuck in a bit of sports bet, gamble responsible, and you're all good.
Bender from Sports Bet.
Ben's doing everything for us at the moment. You're a legend.
All right,
thanks,
Bender.
All right, see you,
mate.
All right, I mean, it's a good idea. I'm putting it on the list. It's better than any of the ones I've come up
with.
It's
because they're none you've come up with so far.
Well, this is true. I mean, one's better than none, isn't it? We'll be back Monday, but we're also going to be at the Warhope Show tomorrow.
10 till 2. Come on down, say hello. If anyone wants to bring me in a Kubra hat too, by the way, I've been after one for a while and I feel like it would fit in well.
They're super expensive, those, but I tell you
what. Or just a Kmart version of an a Kubra hat would be fine.
Do you know what we have got? We've got loads of great giveaways, though. So come and see us. We'll be by the Dodgems at the Warhope Showground tomorrow from 10 till 2.
Bye.
You're getting up with Bodge and Reach. On Hits.